thing about it is nuclear technology has applications in a variety of fields, both for nuclear power electricity production, but also, you know, applications as wide-ranging as non-destructive testing techniques, x-rays, medical technologies for the treatment and diagnosis of disease, and things like food sterilization. You know, nuclear techniques are incredibly powerful because they allow you to penetrate materials. They're very energetic techniques. And many of these techniques, by using nuclear technology, you're eliminating things like dangerous chemicals, and you're able to do it faster and for a lower cost. And that's one of the real powers of nuclear technology.
Your work with nuclear fusion, your work with nuclear energy, like what direction do you see nuclear science going towards to?
Nuclear science is a field, and nuclear technology in particular, that really, I think, you know, has a huge future ahead of it. Not only for electricity production, when you look at electricity for production from nuclear energy being, you know, probably the most important carbon-free electricity source, emission-free electricity source. But nuclear technology has this potential to radically transform a variety of fields. You know, it is one of the most powerful techniques we have, for example, for treating cancer, right? That you can pack an incredibly powerful punch, if you will, for killing cancer in a very, very small area. And for materials production, you know, if you use radiation techniques to make things like polymers and nanomaterials, you can do it in a much more environmentally friendly way that's not using chemicals. And it's typically a lot more low cost and something that's, you know, available to the developing world also. So these techniques certainly have a really bright future. And even in the 21st century, there's a lot of room for innovation for making new techniques.
So you're saying that nuclear techniques has scope for solving a lot of developmental issues. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, definitely. You know, the thing about these nuclear technologies is that, you know, there's something that's accessible to the developing world. And certainly there's problems that are unique to the developing world, like clean water supplies and having sustainable food development, that nuclear techniques are really good at solving. But also, you know, there's a variety of things. There's new industries that can be created around nuclear techniques, whether it's, you know, testing of materials or production of materials. And nuclear techniques allow you to do it not only in a cost-effective way, not only in a way that can be spread to the developing world, but also in a way that's very environmentally friendly.
What can you say to young people who wants to pursue a career in nuclear industry? Like, what all options do they have?
The future of this field is bright, and we definitely need a pipeline to support that. We need young people going in the field. And, you know, I very much, you know, promote going into the sciences and technology as a career, because it gives you an incredible amount of power to really transform the way we live our lives and make our lives safer and make our lives better and give us a higher quality of life. And if you want to do that and you want to have the tools to do that, you know, consider a career in the sciences. It really is an area that gives you an incredible amount of power, and it's exciting, and there's always something new to do. And it's something that's accessible to everyone. All you have to do is be curious and pursue it, and there are many opportunities that lie ahead.